If we could have everybody take their seats, members and the guests, and call the meeting on Community Affairs to order. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Bennett.
Here.
Senator Norman.
Here.
Senator Dockery. Senator Hill.
Here.
Senator Richter. Senator Ring. Senator Storms. Senator Thrasher.
Here.
Senator Wise.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. Members, turn to tab 3, Senator Fasano. Senator Fasano to explain Senate Joint Resolution 210. Senator Fasano, you're recognized.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for taking up our joint resolution. Mr. Chairman and members, in certain circumstances under current law, it is required that the assessed value of homestead property to increase when the fair market value of the property decreases. The joint resolution that we've proposed, Joint Resolution 210, proposes an amendment to the Florida Constitution to prohibit increases in the assessed value of homestead property if the fair market value of the property decreases. This is also known as recapture. It would override the amendment, the adoption of this amendment would override the recapture rule adopted by the Division of Administrative Hearings in 1995. This rule that was adopted requires property appraisers to increase the prior year's assessed value of homestead property by the lower of 3% or the CPI on all property where the value is lower than just value. Under the recapture rule, homestead owners entitled to Save Our Homes cap may see an increase in the assessed value of their home in years where the just value of their property has decreased. And simply put, Mr. Chairman, what we're asking here is to allow the people to make a decision of doing away with the recapture rule. And I don't think it's fair. I don't think my colleagues believe it's fair that someone's value goes down, but their taxes go up if the millage rate hasn't changed, only because of the recapture rule that was adopted.
I agree. Questions? Discussion? Public speakers? Senator Fasano waves his close. Secretary, please call the roll on Senate Joint Resolution 210.
Senator Dockery. Senator Hill.
Yes.
Senator Richter.
Yes.
Senator Ring.
Yes.
Senator Storms. Senator Thrasher.
Yes.
Senator Wise.
Yes.
Senator Norman.
Yes.
Senator Bennett.
Yes, and by your vote shows Senate Bill, Senate Joint Resolution 210 reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. God bless you.
Members, if you would turn to tab 2. Kevin's going to present for Senator Dean Senate Bill 224.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senators. Senate Bill 224 will provide easier access to local government annual financial reporting information to the general public by providing such information through the government entity's official website. Senate Bill 224 also provides minimum budget standards for counties, county officers, municipalities, and special districts. Finally, the bill requires the budget of each county, municipality, special district, water management district, school district, and certain county officers to be posted on the government entity's website. That is the essence of the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Questions? Discussion? We have one public speaker speaking in favor of the bill, Devin Sugg, for the Florida Association of Counties. Waives time and support. Further discussion? Kevin, you're recognized to close. Waives is closed. Secretary, please call a roll on Senate Bill 224.
Senator Dockery. Senator Hill.
Yes.
Senator Richter.
Yes.
Senator Ring. Senator Storms. Senator Thrasher.
Yes.
Senator Wise.
Yes.
Senator Norman.
Yes.
Senator Bennett.
Yes, and by your vote shows Senate Bill 224 reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr.
Members,
Chairman.
If you would turn to tab 1. Caitlin, who's here without a letter.
Good morning.
Caitlin, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 298 would simply allow municipalities with a population of 500 or fewer to travel within 5 miles of the municipality to hold their town meetings. After checking with the League of Cities, we discovered that there are 42 municipalities across the state that have 500 or less residents. That's the bill.
Questions? Discussion? We have one public speaker, the Florida League of Cities, Kenneth Pratt, waving in favor, waving support. She waves her close. Secretary, please call the roll on Senate Bill 298, Senator Alexander's bill.
Senator Dockery?
Yes.
Senator Hill?
Yes.
Senator Richter?
Yes.
Senator Ring?
Yes.
Senator Storms?
Yes.
Senator Thrasher?
Yes.
Senator Wise?
Yes.
Senator Norman?
Yes.
Senator Bennett?
Yes, and by your vote, your Senate Bill 298 reported favorably.
Thank you.
Senator Norman, would you take the chair, please?
Thank you, sir. And at this time, we'll take up Senate Bill 232, which is Senator Bennett's bill, and he is now recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you. Members, Senate Bill 232 clarifies some of the things on the Century Commission, which we created back in 2008, I believe it was. But it amends the legislative intent. It's imperative that the state have a strategic plan for addressing growth management systems. The membership changes will restructure it with the heads of community affairs, environmental protection, and transportation. They will submit draft strategic plan by November 15, 2012 with regular status reports. DCA funding and support to support the strategic plan. It will abolish, we have a sunset provision in here that the Century Committee would be abolished June 30th, 2013. There are currently 15 members appointed by the governor, the Senate president, and the speaker, and reports and studies the focuses on energy, water, and oil drilling. And it will also have a strategic plan for the state of Florida, and that explains the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are there any speakers on the bill? Any discussion or debate? Mr. Senator, would you like to close? Okay, waive closure. Now on the bill, Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senator Dockery?
Yes.
Senator Hill?
Yes.
Senator Richter?
Yes.
Senator Ring?
Yes.
Senator Storms? Senator Thrasher?
Yes.
Senator Wise?
Yes.
Senator Norman?
Yes.
Senator Bennett?
Yes.
Senator?
And by your vote, show Senate Bill 232 reported favorably. Any further business? Oh, we're going to TP the last item, the presentation by Dana on the interim report. We're going to do that next week when we're back in town. And with that, Senator Dockery moves to rise.
Thank you. That was painless.